You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, this is Lorraine Newman, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
We have June 16th, 1959, a very sad day in television, movies, and just all around.
Certainly for baby boomers.
Definitely for baby boomers, and you know, I think this has to happen to every generation, but this was the day that George Reeves died. And of course, he, for all of us, is going to be Superman, although he has had an incredible body of work.
Mm-hmm.
It was Superman that, you know, made it the indelible imprint.
Yeah.
And his death at the age of 45 remains a polarizing issue. Some believe the official verdict is a suicide. Others believe that George Reeves was murdered and a victim of an accidental shooting.
Yeah, I was going to say that the operative word is not so much George Reeves dies. George Reeves was found dead.
He was found dead, yes. And like I said, you know, a while back we talked about Pete Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, similar unresolved circumstances.
Many books have been written on the circumstances of surrounding this, the mysteries surrounding the demise of George Reeves, most notably A Speeding Bullet by our friend John Allen Henderson.
Yeah. And you've dedicated time to this subject. I think I was just saying off mic that I think the death of George Reeves introduced a generation to the concept of the conspiracy theory. Now, we all came around after this event. You know, he was not around while we were around.
Right.
But I remember especially when The Adventures of Superman were syndicated in L.A., we all knew that George Reeves was already dead. We would see interviews with Noel Neal and other stars of the show. And there were always these rumors as to what happened. And the one I remember hearing a lot on the playground was that George Reeves actually thought he was Superman,
right,
jumped out the window of his house, and died. And that was the story going around. So we had always heard those stories that, you know, things like this happened. And, of course, our parents, at least, you know, mine, never told me what actually happened or what, to the best of their knowledge, happened. Just said, no, it didn't happen that way. Yeah.
Now, I find it interesting what you just said, that growing up here in Hollywood, you knew that he was dead while you were watching the Superman. Mm-hmm. Growing up in Ohio, I didn't know he was a hero as a kid. I did not find out that he had died before I was born until, I must have been about 12. It came as a shock to me.
So
it did come as a shock to me. I couldn't believe it. I think it was my father said, oh, well, you know he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't tell me how, but it just seemed, you know, watching him, he's here right now. Yes, I understood I was watching fiction, but still, he'd been a childhood hero, bigger than life, who would always be there.
Yeah, I did not know he was dead when I saw him on I Love Lucy, when he played, basically, he played Superman.
Right.
He was not George Reeves as Superman.
Right.
He was Superman. As far as anybody was concerned in that show, he was Superman.
Probably the only time he ever did something like that where he, by his own admission, played Superman outside of the TV show.
And they actually rigged the furniture so he could easily move the piano out of the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do remember him as, you know, that particular character. But, again, like we talked about weeks ago with the Three Stooges, there were TV specials and on how they did the stuff back in mm-hmm. the days of George Reeves, how they made him fly, how they, you know, the different props that could bend that looked like steel but were not. This was a very, you know, he was to the baby boomers just this, you know, this person that could survive anything, and of course he dies this way. My dad's generation dealt with the death of Buck Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Younger generation deals with the death of Steve Irwin. So, I mean, I think, sadly, every generation had to deal with
that. Yeah, but because this was, for baby boomers, this was one of the first real TV heroes. It was their TV hero.
Well, it was Superman.
It was Superman. It was Superman.
Yeah, let's.
It was Superman, and the shock that Superman could be dead, and no one knew why, and the fact that you know. Because the show was still, it was no longer in first run production, but it was still widely syndicated at the time, and because June 16th, many kids were still in school at the time. Just the shock of this coming to the playground, it was just very hard for kids to understand.
For a lot of kids, I guess it depended on what time zone you were in. You know, when they had their morning Cheerios, that was the headline on the paper.
Yeah.
I mean, now we have mass media, and it would. I don't think our need to get the coverage out there. Sometimes we forget. Okay, who's watching, mm-hmm. and how we present it. But back then, this was on the breakfast table next to the cornflakes.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.